This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The U.S. Senate Wednesday voted overwhelmingly in a non-binding resolution to end U.S. military support for the Saudi-backed intervention in Yemen, a four-year conflict against Shia Houthi rebels. Senator Mike Lee co-sponsored the measure.
U.S. intervention in Yemen is unauthorized, unconstitutional, and immoral. And we must not, we cannot delay voting to end our involvement and our support of Saudi Arabia any further.
The 63-37 vote came hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and his defense counterpart Jim Mattis urged lawmakers to avoid cutting U.S. aid to Riyadh. Pompeo called the Senate proposal ill-timed, coming ahead of a planned peace conference in Sweden.
It would encourage the Houthis. It would encourage the Iranians. It would undermine the fragile agreement for everyone to go to Sweden and have this discussion.
A similar measure failed earlier this year. This vote was taken in the wake of last month's murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman repeatedly denied ordering the killing, but the Central Intelligence Agency concluded otherwise. Defense Secretary Mattis insists there is no direct evidence of his complicity.
We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun.
Pompeo said degrading ties with Riyadh would be a grave mistake for U.S. national security. The U.S. military said Wednesday it killed three militants in an airstrike targeting the al-Shabaab insurgency in Somalia. It's an area in the central part of the country struck last week by U.S. warplanes, said to have killed dozens of extremists. The U.S. embassy in the capital of Democratic Republic of Congo will stay closed through Thursday, the fourth day in a row, following what it called credible and precise information about a possible terrorist threat. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is defending the decision of his armed forces to seize three Ukrainian Navy ships Sunday in the Sea of Azov, calling the Ukrainian action a provocation. He denounced Ukraine's imposition of martial law as well, calling it politically motivated ahead of next year's election. In the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, an anti-Russia protest was held. Participant Galina Ognarog demanded Russia return the 24 sailors it captured, give free passage to Ukrainian ships, and appeal for international help. President Donald Trump expressed his deep concern about the incident in a phone conversation with Turkey's leader. In the Macedonian capital Skopje Wednesday, several thousand protesters marched against the government of Prime Minister Zoran Zaev for his support of a deal with Greece to change the country's name.
Ostavka! Ostavka! Ostavka!
Changing the name from Macedonia to North Macedonia is controversial and must still be approved by Parliament. If approved, Athens has promised to allow to remove its opposition to Macedonia's bid to join NATO and the European Union. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has announced formation of a 12-person team for prospective peace talks with the Taliban insurgency. The announcement made at a meeting in Geneva, where European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini spoke of something new that's happening.
President Ghani has put on the table a courageous peace offer to the Taliban. It is a unique opportunity to break the stalemates and to move the country forward.
Hopes have increased. The 17-year conflict's end could be in sight. Meanwhile, in Kabul, gunmen attacked a British security contractor compound, killing at least 10 and wounding nearly 20. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has expressed hope for better ties with arch-rival India. His remarks coming as a new border crossing with his country's rival in Punjab province was opened. Mr. Khan said if India takes one step forward, we'll take two. The two nuclear-armed countries have fought three wars since independence in 1947. Sri Lanka's most senior military official appeared in court Wednesday, charged with helping in the abduction of 11 young people during the country's 26-year civil war against ethnic Tamils that ended in 2009. They are suspected of having been killed while being held for ransom. Before embarking on the trip to the G20 summit in Argentina, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for strong leadership and bold action to tackle the globe's pressing problems, including climate change and inequality. He warned the world faces a crisis of confidence, calling it a race for the future. Mr. Guterres said it's a race we can and must win. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.